Sure, no problem, sir. You can do Hanosin Live Call. There is at least a minute that if you said them already, you don't say them again. So if you are going to get up early in the morning, and according to what we've learned so far, you're going to say them early in the morning, and you're going to go to shul N hours later and be baltefila.
You cannot say the brachos.
You don't say the brachos?
You cannot.
So if you know that you're going to be baltefila because you're a chiyuv, do you stay them early or do you wait?
There is another way of doing it. Okay? And that is ask someone else who didn't say the brachos to say to start off for you brachos. And then you pick up right after the brachos.
That's another way. But I'm saying, I understand that's certainly a way to do it.
Probably the best way. You privately say your brachos. No two ways about it. There is no din that says that the chazan who says kedusha and who says baruch has to say those brachos. Proof is that someone can start from brachos and then you take over at yishtabach. You know, you can switch chazanim. Okay? And that probably would be the best way. Under duress, listen to me carefully. Under duress, where you don't have anyone to do that, and you have said the brachos before, the question is, do you skip the brachos altogether and start, let's say, with korbanos? Or do you say it a second time? And the question can only be resolved if you understand the nature of the minyan. If you have a minyan of people who don't know how to say the brachos or don't say the brachos, so without question, like kiddush, you understand? You can make kiddush for someone else. But if you do have a minyan of people who will say the brachos for themselves, or even if they won't, there is someone else who can say it, then you have these options. Let the someone else say it, or start, announce clearly, hey guys, I will not say brachos because I've said them already before, and I will pick up right after brachos. And that's, you know, Parshas Akedah over there. And the rest of korbanos you can say. Now that's happened several times in Young Israel. Come in, I've said brachos already long before I've come to shul, and there's a minyan and no one can daven, or no one will daven. I do not say the brachos. I announce that brachos have been said already. Please everyone say yourself, and then we'll start right after brachos. Strange, but definitely educated.
But is it worth knowing those issues? Is it worth not saying those brachos until you get to shul?
Depending on the minyan. I would, you're asking my personal preference in halacha. I would rather see an educated laity that knows that if the chazan has already said the brachos, you don't say it again, and that they have to go ahead and say the brachos. All of our people know how to daven. Okay? They know how to daven. Brachos, they all know how to say. And indeed, they say it. So you're not terribly off base over there. Now this very complicated Mishnah Berurah is something that is extraordinarily practical, but it is so practical on a day when a person has little inclination to think about it, so that when it happens, I simply write it out depending on the time of day and give the onain a list as to what has to be said, and then you come back and you learn it. By the way, you know an ovel is osur in Talmud Torah. Okay? Just an aside. An Ovel doesn't learn Talmud Torah. It's much like Tisha B'Av, with the following exceptions. Those things that relate to Avelus. So a Mishnah Berurah like this, as to what an Ovel does, without question, can be learned when the person is an Ovel, to see what happens over there. Any halacha that an Ovel wants to know if he or she has to do, can be learned and can be looked up. So that it is a practical kind of a thing. You know what to do, rather than worry about the whole Sevara and everything else.
How about Musa, or Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam?
Definitely allowed. Because aside from the grief aspect of tshuva, of Avelus, aside from that, there is a natural flip side and a concomitant of introspection. Okay? And that's evident when you learn all of Avelus, that this is one of the accommodated feelings of catharsis when there is such an Avelus.
What is that? Saf Yomi and Tisha B'Av. Because they do it. And certainly, the parsha has nothing to do with the Avelus standpoint.
I think what they do is they learn the Daf Yomi after. Not either in the afternoon or the next day. They kind of make it up. I'm not entirely sure. Comes Tisha B'Av, I'm so bogged down with the learning that I want to do for Tisha B'Av that I would, even in the periods when I was following Daf Yomi, I didn't even care to worry about it. We'll have to look on the calendar. I have a Daf Yomi. It is scheduled. Fine, then you're responsible for it, but you learn it before, you learn it after. And that's about it. Now, staying up all night. Shavuos is coming up. Let's finish that din. And we see that Zman definitely impacts. Let's go back to Shulchan Aruch Mem Vav. In Mem Vav, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Se'if Ches. It's the page after 148, right in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch. Kol HaBrachos. Birchas HaShachar, the rule is Kol HaBrachos HaElu, all of Birchas HaShachar. In Lo Nitchayev V'Achat Mehem, if you haven't become obligated, Kigon, for example, Shelo Shema Kol Talnagol, you didn't hear the rooster crow. O Shelo Halach, you didn't walk because you're flat on your back. O Shelo Lavash, you didn't get dressed because you're flat on your back. O Lo Chagar, you didn't put on a belt, a girdle, is Omer Ota Bracha B'lo Askarat Hashem. Says the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaber says, say the bracha, but not with the Hashem Elokeinu. Leave that out because it's a suffix bracha. What does that accomplish? Better you should leave out the whole thing. Good, you have a question. Hagol. Therefore, the Ramah comes and says, the Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, the Afilo no nishayev bahem, even though you haven't had a direct obligation because you haven't done that action, nonetheless, mivarechol some. You do say the bracha. Why? And you say it regularly with Shem Hashem. The Ein HaBracha Dafka Alatzmo. Because these brachas aren't strictly limited to your action. Ela Mevarchim Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Barat Tzarchei HaOlam. And the bracha is that these are the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to do as human beings. It's kind of a class action bracha. So it may or may not specifically apply to me today. But if it applied to me yesteryear or in the future, then I still say it with Shem Umalchus. Says the Ramah, V'chein HaMinhag, as far as Ashkenaz is concerned, this is the Minhag, V'ein L'shanos, and don't go ahead and tip the scale to say that these brachos are strictly personalized, and therefore you don't say it B'Shem Umalchus. But we still have to explain the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, as to why he says, if you're not Mechuyov in saying that, say it anyway, below Shem Umalchus. Why? For the same reason, that he agrees that even though there is a personalized aspect to every one of these brachos, there nonetheless is that universal aspect of human endeavor. But since it doesn't personally apply to me today, so suffix brachos, I don't go ahead and mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. So probably, although I am not an expert in Minhag Sfard, and the real Sfaradim, which I would have to check out, probably the dominant Minhag is like Minhag Ashkenaz. Yeah, but again, as I say, I have no way of accounting for.
As far as shul in the city, where you're not going to hear a chicken or a rooster.
Yeah.
They still say Shem Hashem.
Yeah. But there are those who are Beis Yosef Hasidim who don't move without the Beis Yosef. So I just don't know how widespread the Beis Yosef is. Now Chav Dalet, in the Mishnah Berurah, the left-hand column towards the bottom. Ayin b'Sefer Eliyahu Rabba. Sefer Eliyahu Rabba, a very important Sefer on Orach Chaim, Shekosav writes, "Debirkas Elokai Neshama." Again, those exceptional brachos. When it comes to Elokai Neshama and Birchas HaMavir Sheina, Ein Levarech Im Hayan Neor Kol Halayla. Don't say them if you were up all night. because they just don't make sense. Hamavir Shena Mei Einai. You've passed sleep away from my eyes. Or Elokai Neshama Shenasato Bi. Rabbanu Shel Olam, the neshama that you returned to me personally. You see, the nusach of the bracha is so heavily weighted away from the universal to the very particular and the very specific. Ube Prima Gadim, which is the famous Perush on Shulchan Aruch, Ube Sha'arei Tshuva, Hishe'iru Devarav B'Tzarich Iyun. They commented on this Eliyahu Rabba with a Tzarich Iyun, with a you know, with a question as far as why shouldn't you say them if you were up all night. They, after all, have the universal aspect to it. Umasik b'Sha'arei Tshuva, right above us in the Perush Sha'arei Tshuva, he concludes that the best way, since there is this machlokes, on the one hand the Eliyahu Rabba of not saying it, and on the other hand the Prima Gadim not understanding why we shouldn't say it because of its universal aspect, comes the Sha'arei Tshuva as a mediator between this machlokas and says, the yir'eh, that a person under such circumstances should be watchful, lishmoa elu shtei abrachot, to listen to these brachos me'acher, from someone else who says it, obviously, who doesn't have the problem, who wasn't up all night. The yichavein latzeis, and when that person says the bracha, you have in kavona to be yotze, to do the mitzvah of saying this bracha by reciting Amen. However, when we say that you were up all night, v'im yashen balayla, if however you dozed off at night for as little as shishim nishamin, 60 breaths. So, how long does it take to breathe in very slowly and snore out, or snore in and breathe out? Just a couple of moments. If you fell off to sleep just for a couple of moments, lekule alma. Both opinions over here will say that yesh lo levarechotam, that you can already say it again. Now, under my circumstances, there's just no way in the world, let's say on a Shavuos night, that I can fall asleep even for shishin nishmatin. So we ask someone, we look for someone who snores, and we ask that person to go ahead and do it. So this is for the two brachos, hamavir sheina me'enai and elokai neshama. This is what we do. You're up all night. Now the question is, what if you don't have a person like that? Now there are other options, as we will see when we get to Birchas HaTorah. As far as that is concerned, we have one short more thing, and then we'll see what to do. If you go to Mem Zayin, the next Simon, and in the Mishnah Berurah, see Seif Katan Chof Ches. It's the page after 152. And Chof Ches is about 6 or 8 lines from the bottom. Shelo Yashen. What do you do with Birchas HaTorah when you didn't sleep? Can you use the second 24-hour period, the second day, on the steam of your first 24-hour Birchas HaTorah? Because you've been up. You haven't slept, and therefore there's no hefsek. There is no break in the continuity of that bracha, of Birchas HaTorah. Well, we'll talk about that more the next time. But let's just see what he says. Ratzalomar, if you didn't sleep Sheinas Keva, if you didn't sleep regularly, Aval im yashen sheinas keva, but if you did sleep regularly, al mitaso, on your bed, even though it was afilu bitchilas halayla, even if it was only at the beginning of the night for a little while, and then you were up the rest of the night, nonetheless, chashiv hefsek, then the Birchas HaTorah span has been broken, and you have to recite it again, says the Mishnah Berurah. And when we learn next time, you will understand what this means. There is a machlokas over there where the sleep that is not whether sleep during the day, let's say, which is not the regular time when normal people sleep, whether that is a break in the bracha and you have to recite Birchas HaTorah again. Okay, and that's the obvious one. So we have to come back to that. Now here we get to the issue. V'im hayaneor kol halayla. If you were up all night, what do you do with Birchas HaTorah? Yesh omrim, there are those who say, de'ein tzarech levarech baboker, that you don't have to go ahead and recite the bracha again. This is eminently the position of the Vilna Gaon, as quoted by the Chaye Adam. Why? Because it was a very simple svara. If you said, let's say on a Thursday morning, you said Birchas HaTorah, that meant based on the injunction of Vahagisa Bo Yomam Valayla, that technically you're required to learn Torah all day and all night, with the exception of those times when you have to do some other thing, then the 24 hours that you said Birchas HaTorah for, you've been awake. Now the 24 hours are over and you're starting a second 24 hours. You still haven't stopped. The validity of the bracha, let's say on Thursday morning, still can continue to Friday morning, because you haven't shown that you've stopped your day. You're up all night. So you just stretch it and you can use the bracha from Thursday into Friday, because indeed it's the same day, legabe the bracha. That's the way the Vilna Gaon says. Others disagree. There are others who say quite the contrary, that you have to go ahead and say the bracha. Why? Here is the reason. Because the bracha was instituted, Birchas HaTorah, to be said once a day. Take that bracha and say it once every 24 hours, or at least once every 24 hours. Dumya, exactly like Sha'ar Birchas HaShachar, just like the other Birchas HaShachar, that are said once a day. And the rule again, Safek Brachot LaHakel, you have a machlokas here. Some say yes, some say no. So you try to get off with the bracha as best possible. Therefore, he gives this advice. Ach im efshar lo, the same advice that we had before with Hamavir, Sheina, and Elokai Neshama. If it is at all possible, you try to arrange Lishmoa Birchat HaTorah or Birchot HaTorah Me'acher, to listen to another person saying Birchas HaTorah, V'yomar lo, and tell that other person that the other person Sheyichavein Lahotzi Ba'brachos, that the other person who's saying the brachos legitimately should have in mind also you who have been up all night. The hu yichavein, and you who have been up all night, should have kavana latzeis, to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah v'ya'aneh amein, by answering amein. V'yomar acharkach, and then the one who's been up all night, after having answered amein to birchas HaTorah of another one, he himself personally should say eze psukim, should say some psukim. No, which psukim? Could be Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, or anything else. Why? K'dei sheyehei nechshav lo b'mekom limud. So that at least those, you've said the bracha. The bracha was the problem. So you said it by a surrogate, and you answered amen. But that doesn't mean that the surrogate goes ahead and learns for you. You learn it. Then again, there is another way that you can do this. If you don't have anyone to say Birchas HaTorah for you, the alternative is Yechavein Latseis Birchas Ahava Rabba. Don't say the brachos, or Birchas HaTorah that is, and start davening. Say Korbonos, and say Baruch She'omar, and say the Psukei Dezimra, everything. When you get right before the Shema to the bracha of Ahava Rabba Avtonu Hashem Elokeinu, when you get there, that is the bracha that says the same thing as Birchas HaTorah. No two ways about it. Has the same contents. So let that be your Birchas HaTorah, but provided the Yilmod Tekef Me'at Achar Sheyisayim Tefilah Zo. As soon as you finish Kriyashma, and as soon as you finish davening, you must go ahead and learn something. Did you ever know that one? That is another alternative.
As soon as you finish davening?
As soon as you finish davening, learn something. So that the bracha of Birchas HaTorah would be Ahava Rabba before Shema, and then the Shema is Torah Shebe Bichtav, and if you learn something, Torah Shebal Peh, you've done the same thing as Birchas HaTorah.
You mean if you don't learn in the morning?
No. If you're up all night and you cannot find someone to say Birchas HaTorah for you, so you have an alternative: daven without the brachas. Say Kriyashma,
okay, which is Torah
Shebichsav, and then immediately after finish davening, learn something else, which is the equivalent of Birchas HaTorah, followed by Yivarechecha, and followed by Elu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shiur. All right, let's hold it here, because I see that you are taxed beyond your limits. We will come back to Birchas HaTorah when we meet next time in Mirza Hashem.